This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
An Erio's original.
Each week, we decide who's to blame for a historical tragedy. And each week, you tell us if we got it right. My name is Rebecca Delgado-Smith, and this is The Aftermath. The Aftermath. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into this episode of The Aftermath. We are doing a special mailbag episode where we respond to all of your pressing questions. With us today, we have producer Amanda Lund.
Hello everyone.
And fact checker Chris Smith.
Hi there.
Now, Chris, Amanda, we've gotten some emails.
I bet we have.
Well, we've made some controversial decisions. And that's what happens when you make a decision. You make the executive decision. You got to deal with the consequences.
It's hard to be at the top.
That's right.
You know, but I mean, we're here to answer for what we've done.
Yes.
What I like about this show, though, is that, you know, people don't start off with the latest episode. Some people are still, you know, dealing with the Irish potato famine. And letting that soak in.
It's a lot to take in.
Mm-hmm. All of those all of those details, which we've already long forgotten about.
I don't know. Some of those details stuck with me.
Yeah, the gooey, disgusting potato.
Yeah.
Well, the potato famine did predate me. I wasn't officially the fact checker at that time.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So I have an excuse, and whatever reckoning you guys have to deal with, that's on you.
Mm. Now, we did not put a potato in jail, right? We put like the government.
The British government. That's right.
I see. Now, real quick, I just want to shout out the amazing art that we, one of our listeners made for our 50th episode, Denise Milanakis. She rose to the occasion.
Yeah.
She's an amazing artist.
I love it. It's really incredible.
Go to the Instagram and look at this. It's really amazing how she represented all the insane things that we've sent to jail. And my favorite is the frozen socks.
Yeah, that was good.
And there's some little like toilet paper down at the bottom.
That's
too.
Right.
Also, the Queen of England is really amazing.
She, yes. Oh my God, that was an incredible one. She really did an amazing job.
Yeah.
And we're so happy with this. I can't believe she really
took the challenge. She really, and she was on time. She told us she'd get it to us by July 15th, and she did. I love, love someone who sticks to their schedule.
I mean, that can hit a deadline.
Ah, gosh. When I got that email from her saying, you know, I've got a week, I was just, you are my best friend, Denise. Thank you.
Thank you, Denise.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about some of these emails that we've gotten. Of course, we've gotten one from Deputy Chris. He's a longtime listener. And this one is about the Irish potato famine and the Antarctica mission. And he says, hey, alarmers, Deputy Chris here again. If they had 6 stars, you would be worth it. That's nice. Love Chris dropping into the morning zoo DJ when things go wrong.
Hey, boys and girls, sound the alarm. It's always good when I do it really half-assed. I think that's what people really like.
Yeah.
Well, that's with all comedy.
So on the Native Irish topic, Native American Irish topic, that he's talking about the Cherokee, setting up the fundraiser for the Irish during the famine and now the Irish returning the favor. On the Native American Irish topic that came up, there was a really interesting thing. I don't know if you know about Native American principles of 7 generations. I know of it because of the Iroquois here in upstate New York. It says that you should think of how the actions you take will affect your people in 7 generations. A generation is 25 years. You said they helped the Irish in 173 years ago. That's 7 generations. 7 generations is 175 years. So he did the math. Coincidence? Wow. Dun, 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 he said.
Rebecca, I believe that's dun, dun, dun.
I said dun, dun, dun. Like dun, dun, dun. he also said that you can tell you all come from warm places. The G in sledge is silent. It's sled.
Oh.
Like what Rosebud's was. I was listening in the car and thinking, how can I not know what a motorized sledge is? Is it a powered sledgehammer? I was very confused until I got to work. No stars deducted. So thank you, Deputy Chris. That was thoughtful.
And I think it's pronounced sledhammer.
That's right.
Is it really?
No.
No. I mean, honestly, maybe, but I was joking.
I think it might be time to look into promoting Deputy Chris to perhaps a general, or because the alarming does have its leaders, and it's growing bigger and bigger every day. So we should put some people in charge of these.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true. Maybe he gets some sort divisions. Of special badge or a patch or something.
He deserves it. You know, he's a big proponent. He really wants to get Hitler in jail, you know, as do all of us, really. But he has a real specific problem with the frozen socks, having gone to jail before Hitler.
Well, sure.
That's fair.
That's fair.
That's fair. Hey, look, we made these choices. We make our bed here, and we're going to stand by it.
Yes. The listeners are allowed to have gripes, so... okay, so why don't we talk about some other emails? We got one regarding the Game of Thrones episode. So some people are still catching up here. Hey there, thanks for creating this podcast. It was such a pleasure to listen while running, surely making a fool of myself laughing out loud. 6 feet apart, running by others. Okay, I'm glad she's running 6 feet apart. I wanted to bring up something else about Game of Thrones. Throughout the talk about Benioff and Weiss, I kept thinking to myself that they didn't necessarily want to go to get the show done to, quote, live their life, but had plans to work on the next Star Wars trilogy. And she posts an article about the timeline of those events. And she says, this may be a small attempt to take blame off of we, the fans, but I thought it was important to note that the showrunners moving on to the next big thing before finishing the show could have influenced their execution of the final season. The Star Wars deals was announced in 2018, but I would imagine that type of deal would have been discussed potentially over the course of a couple of years.
Your insight from the film TV industry may prove me wrong on that length of time. Anyways, hope this provides some interesting talking points. Amy Kendall. What do you think?
Hmm.
Deals do take a long time. If it was announced in 2018.
And it sort of contradicts our assumption that they wanted to rest. Because you're jumping from one huge franchise into a huger franchise. It's like they're not taking time to like go on vacation with their families. This is huge. So I think we could put, honestly, Star Wars fans in the alarmist jail.
That's fair. I mean, although I will say, though, if Weiss and whatever the guy's name is, D.B. Weiss and what's his name, had cooler families, they would want to spend more time with them.
Tread lightly, my friend. We are not sending Amanda Peet to the alarmist jail.
Well,
she's one of the best actresses of our time.
Well, they do have kids, don't they? So could we blame shitty kids?
No, I don't know.
You gotta leave people's kids out of it.
Yeah,
first.
Yeah.
Why? Where's the rule? Point
they're
to me
off
the rule.
Limits.
Show me the podcast constitution where I can't
not allowed
attack kids for being.
No, cheap. They're kids.
If they were fair cool kids, they were cool kids. They'd want to go and hang out with them more. They wouldn't be jumping straight to the snow. You make a good point there. I think.
Yeah, and Star Wars, if you know, getting Game of Thrones fans mad is one thing, but getting Star Wars fans mad is even bigger.
Yeah.
I know because I've never seen it.
Oh, Rebecca. You know, we have got to do a whole episode on who's to blame for the Star Wars prequels.
That means I'll have to watch them.
Wait, aren't they all prequels? Wasn't the first one a prequel? Like the first one started with four. Episode four is the very first one.
Well, of the prequels, the original ones.
The original ones, like, this started with episode four, I think.
I don't know.
Four,
people
five,
are screaming right now. I don't want... We can't get into this. People are screaming.
People are yelling at their phones right now because we
there's
don't
probably
have
a few car crashes right now.
People have stopped listening.
That's for sure.
Okay, maybe we... I don't know. I still think that we should keep the fans in jail. I think we made the right call. Now, it was a good point, Amy,
you know what? There's a few Star Wars fans in with those Game of Thrones
right.
fans.
Right. That gives me a little comfort.
Maybe we put them in solitary confinement or something.
Now, did we throw the fans in jail or did they get the slap?
I was pretty sure we threw the fans in jail and we gave the showrunners a slap.
Oh, interesting. Because I see here the Game of Thrones logo is, I'm looking at the picture that Denise drew. So she's got the Game of Thrones logo here. And she also made the correct call not to try to illustrate the fans.
I really like her judgment. She's
very
good.
Yes.
A lot of fans.
Okay, so we got another email about the Amelia Earhart episode. And this is from Tina from Germany. And she says, "Hi, Rebecca, Amanda, and Chris. I almost typed Christ. Changing the route from Honolulu to Oakland and going in reverse order around the world also meant that they didn't fly with the rotation of the Earth. So they didn't fly with sunlight, but against it. I imagine this makes it harder to fly in the dark, and it gets tiring, especially when they flew 15 hours a day. This is just something to consider in my opinion. Maybe they were both tired, which contributed to the confusion of the whereabouts of their landing strip." Tina from Germany, bringing in some thoughtful, thoughtful insight.
Now, I'm trying to wrap my head around this. They're going in reverse order around the world meant that they didn't fly with the rotation of the Earth. So they didn't fly with sunlight, but against it.
I guess the sun is behind you the whole time?
Or is she saying the time zones?
I think she's saying that their days were shorter because they were going basically the opposite of the rotation of the Earth. So the days would have been longer if they were flying with the Earth, so they could be at, there's more daylight. So she's basically saying they're flying with less daylight, I think.
And they're flying in the dark, and I wonder how that affects the celestial navigation that they were using
I guess that would have been better if for celestial navigation, right? If you have more
Tina,
darkness.
You're assuming we know more than we know. So you've got to spell it out like you're talking to not even children, maybe
or better an alien. Yet, or better yet, find an online college and take a course in it. And then we can have you on the show and you can explain to us what the heck was going on.
But I love that my instinct was that like, oh yeah, this is a really awesome point. Well, I was about to change my verdict.
Well, no, I think she is making a good point, which is...
We just don't understand it.
Yeah, well, no. Yeah. It's just hard to like quantify in my mind.
I know.
I think exhaustion, I mean, that is, they say it's, you know, driving while tired is almost as bad as driving after a couple of cocktails.
Oh, yikes. I mean, I don't know how these truck drivers do it. Because they're driving, you know, 15-hour days, and they must get tired.
We had a friend who was a truck driver, remember, George?
Uh-huh.
And he used to say he would pack, he would have a little DVD, like, or DVD player, and he would just watch movies. And you're just like, wait, really? How? Yeah. And he would just put it up, and he would just be like, yeah, you watch it. But I guess he'd put it in such a way that...
He could still drive, I hope.
Obviously.
I mean, that's, I guess it's like you're kind of half listening, half paying attention, but I hope your friend, maybe you could get him into the alarmist and that would maybe keep him company in a safer way.
Yes, yeah. Definitely go with a podcast if you're driving long distances. Stay away from movies.
So we're not going to change our verdict on Amelia Earhart just because I'm sure it's a really good point and I think I understand it, but we actually don't understand it, so we're gonna have to move on from that. Okay. This is a funny email we got. The subject was help an old lady out, please and thank you. After listening to the Amelia Earhart trifecta and in the spirit of her keeping up with tech or not, I have a terminology request. Is alarmist jail considered a sentence and the big slap probation or first and second place? I never thought I'd say this, and my generation did coin the term generation gap, but I'm saying it. Sometimes I have a hard time with the lingo, so please explain. Great show, by the way, and thanks. Tish, who's trying to keep current.
I mean, interesting. I don't see this as a generational thing. I mean, I think, to me, and Rebecca, you will clarify, but I think the jail is... Everyone we're sending to jail is going to jail for life.
Yes.
So isn't there just sort of an inherent... I mean, a lot of them are dead.
That's
it's like,
true.
It's like it's eternal jail.
It's our jail. It's our world.
We have a satellite jail in hell, and we also have another jail in heaven. So if you are dead, you'll go to one of our satellite jails in heaven.
Oh, I see. I mean... It's definitely, you know, if you go to jail, you're going to jail. And if you go get a slap, I guess you could say it's probation. It's like we've got our eye on you, like a mom who's mad.
Well, you're in the doghouse, but it's also the slap itself is humiliating. It's in front of hundreds and thousands of millions of people that listen to this podcast. You know,
I think you're right. You're onto something. The slap is almost like the court of public opinion,
right?
Where it's more of the civil suit. Where when we're sending someone to the alarmist jail, it's the criminal trial. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And we could. It's not like we're fining them. We're literally just slapping them.
Yeah, there's shame involved. We're shaming.
It's like a spanking.
Yeah, it's like a mom that's mad. You shouldn't spank your kids, by the way.
No. I mean, I was spanked, but not a lot.
I mean, unless they're shitty kids, again.
No.
Like, no, Chris.
What if they're bad? They're bad little dirt bags. But
then you put them in time out.
No.
You take away their phones.
You can do what my mom did, which was throw her chancleta at me.
I love every time you say chancleta.
She just would take it out and shoom. Swing it. Throw it.
We'd get the wooden spoon. And there was a big wooden spoon in my aunt's house that was like maybe 3 feet. And sometimes my mom would point to that one and be like, you want that one? We were bad.
Oh, wow.
We weren't last like, to, but we were
that's
bad.
That's so Italian,
kids.
The wooden spoon.
Yeah, so totally.
I got a rolled up newspaper. Which is weird because I'm one of the few people who still reads a hard copy newspaper. So it must be like me trying to somehow sort through my childhood drama. Like the LA Times.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Well, okay. So we got another email. This one's about the Challenger disaster. And this was Justin Singmaster. And they said, I agree NASA is probably most to blame, but I believe at that time the public interest in space travel was waning, and this was a huge deal for NASA's image. So they had pressure to keep the public interested and thus stay able to keep the funding coming from Congress for the space program. We have to remember that NASA is a government program. Morton Thiokol, on the other hand, was contracted by NASA and was under tremendous pressure because they didn't want to lose a lucrative contract either. We have a country that's been driven by the profit motive for decades. It's always about money in the end, and this is why people die when they shouldn't. Just my two cents. Great topic.
I mean, that is true. That goes back to capitalism.
Yeah,
if
Clayton had been on this episode, he would have made us put that up on the board. But he does make a good point. I think people are profit is definitely a motive for this particular disaster.
Mm-hmm. I mean, also just money. I was thinking about this the other day. Like, money is not real, right? So I don't know. I'm not going to get into it.
This is going to be good.
Can you explain, Amanda?
I'm just thinking, why? It just doesn't make sense that someone is a billionaire because, yeah, sure, they probably work really hard doing something. But then there's lots of people who work really hard, like, I don't know, with a food truck. Why aren't they billionaires? Like, they could be putting in 22-hour days.
That's a great question, Amanda. I mean, why is Jeff Bezos? And yes, you say Jeff Bezos quote works hard. Well, in fact, there's probably no amount of work he could possibly do to earn the money he's actually earning.
That's the thing. It's like physically, it doesn't add up.
It makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Do we work hard?
We work really hard. If anyone should be billionaires, it's the alarmist. Team. No. God, no. We don't work that hard.
No. Give it to the people who stock grocery stores. They work really hard.
Honestly. But I would like to, like how you want to get the fashion industry in jail, I would like to somehow send billionaires.
Okay.
To jail, please.
What about you, Chris? Is there one thing you'd love to
Anybody
get in
I'd
jail?
Love to get in jail?
Take your time.
Thinking anybody I'd have to think about that because you know I have to think about that.
Okay.
I don't have an answer.
I also want to send find a way to send student debt to jail.
Yeah, although I'm almost done paying my student debt. I always said that I'll finish paying my student debt the moment that it all gets disqualified
or forgiven.
Yeah. And I'm on track.
I don't know. We'll see how the election goes.
Okay. Really good point. Profit for sure had a lot to do with the disaster. Money. I think we should definitely stick to our verdict on that. But, you know, Justin brings up a good point, and I think that we might follow that up with trying to get billionaires in jail, making Amanda's dreams come true.
And of course, capitalism at some point.
That's for Clayton. Yeah. I hope he's there. Okay. And Chris is going to get back to us on that. Now, cats.
Well, just to double back, I mean, I don't think that was Justin's point. If anything, it was government spending. It wasn't capitalism per se. I mean, if he's saying, you know, people are losing interest in NASA and NASA wants to get people back into it, so that's why they have to launch all these shuttles, then he's sort of blaming, I guess, this wing of the government. So it would be government programs, which is a different form of sort of centralized money, but not necessarily a free market capitalism.
Well,
or
and
budgets.
And the Morton Thiokol people were just wanting the lucrative, you know.
Government contract.
That's
true. Yeah, he calls that's it true. The profit motive.
Profit motive.
Yes. So, yeah. I mean, it's almost like it could be applied to all of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Profit motive. We'll keep that one in mind.
I thought of one that I want to throw in jail. I want to get in the alarmist jail at some point. Jet skis.
We'd love to. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't touch one, but go on.
I guess I just think that I just don't like them.
They're dangerous. Yeah. Being from Miami, there are a lot of jet ski accidents. You see them.
Growing up, I had this really nice couple that lived next door, and one of them got killed in a jet ski accident. Oh. It was horrible. They were both these young women, probably in their like late 30s.
So tragic.
It's like, they're not even that fun. Like, I've been on a jet ski. It's like, they don't even go that fast. Like, it's just not, I don't know. It just seems like it's a waste of
learn how to water ski.
I just don't like jet skis. I don't know.
Okay.
I think that's really valid.
Thanks.
All right, we'll keep that in mind. Okay, now this cat's email. This is from another Amy, and she writes, I think cats can be blamed on the 80s. I personally think that the plotless musical is super weird too, except for memory. As my husband and I have found when trying to introduce our kids to movies and music we love from the 80s, it has become clear that there was a lot of very popular weird shit created and adored. Have you listened to the lyrics of popular music from the 80s lately? I would say 95% is cringeworthy. Same with the movies. Andrew Lloyd Webber might have created Cats, but the culture of the 80s allowed it to thrive. It's just weird that they probably should have thought about that before making it into a movie. Like my husband said, after watching our 10-year-old son perform the part of Bustopher Jones in a local rendition of Cats, quote, so what the fuck is Cats about? So that's Amy's two cents. I think it definitely thrived in the 80s. Cats was a musical that thrived.
I have something to admit.
Tell us.
So after editing the Cats episode, where for like a day I listened to the soundtrack because I was integrating it into the episode, I may have turned a corner on Cats.
No!
You were already kind of there. You were like ready to get in.
It's
so
not
you
shocking.
Like it.
Yeah. I really like some of the music, and you can ask Matt. He was not happy about it, but I was singing many of those songs around the house. Like, I went down rabbit holes watching the dancing in the musical on YouTube because I was kind of like, well, don't tell anyone, but ripping music from YouTube. But yeah, I don't know. There's something about it that has stayed with me in like a deep way, and it's part of me now.
I think we should have blamed cat people. I think we took them out of the board way too early.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because of your allegiance and loyalty to Margot, your cat, that you feel like you're giving it an extra chance? Or do you think it's the weirdness that you're into? What do you like about it?
I just think there's something I could see myself, if I had seen that in theaters at like the age of 9, I could see myself really getting into it. And I don't think I can exactly express why. I just think that maybe there's like 30% of the population that has something wrong inside of them. And the only way to write it is through singing the Jellicle cat song.
This is really funny, Amanda. This is why I like us being so different. Because my response at 9 was, this is terrible. I never, you know, sleep, go to sleep. rest, dear Rebe. I guess, I mean, it's got its shot. It's got its shot, and I don't know if it's really taking... what am I trying to say here? It's taken the reins. Who knows? I think I must be having a stroke.
That's the only explanation.
I support you on your journey.
Thank
to
you.
Like cats. Yeah,
so do I.
Yeah, thank you. I feel good now that I'm out with it.
You were nervous how we were going to respond or how anybody might respond.
Yeah. Okay, so we had some questions on Twitter. Adam Falcone asked, of the disasters and tragedies you've covered that, to the best of your knowledge, have not been adapted to film or television, which would you most want to see? I think the events leading up to and including the Astor Place riot could make a great miniseries or movie.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I agree. I think that would be an awesome. I feel like that's like a premium cable or streaming miniseries 100%.
Oh, yeah. I'm obsessed with the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire, and I think that would be an incredible miniseries as well.
Yeah, that would be a sad one, but I... Yeah, that could have a great cast of, you know, maybe a Florence Pugh vehicle.
I liked, you know what I liked learning about was last, when we did the Oklahoma City bombing, we learned about the Ruby Ridge standoff. I thought that was fascinating. Like, that can make an incredible series, the whole Ruby Ridge standoff.
Mm-hmm. Well, we should do that as an episode.
Yeah.
I'd be into that.
I think so.
I think for me, the one I'd like to see adapted into a movie is The Poop Cruise.
No.
And it's a psychological thriller.
Psychological. More like stinkological.
Oh, come on.
And it's like it's a Tom Hanks vehicle.
Okay.
Tom Hanks.
He's the captain.
He's the captain?
We already saw Tom Hanks on a boat.
He loves boat movies. Greyhound, no. Captain Phillips. Think about it, Chris. He needs one more boat movie to complete the trilogy.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it would be maybe like a Dempsey. What's his name?
Patrick Dempsey. Patrick Dempsey.
Exactly.
He wishes.
All right, I have another pitch while we're on boat things. I think they should remake Titanic because the more I think about it, the more I think the movie Titanic is actually a bad movie.
What?
And then I think it should be a real-time, like 24, like the show 24, a real-time from the... It should open with it hitting the iceberg, and then it took 2 or so hours for it to fully sink into the water. So I think it should be in real time.
Interesting. So sort of like, what was that movie, 1917? Was that what it was called?
1919? Like that.
Or was it? It was either 1917 or 1918, and I always get it wrong.
Yeah.
That one was sort of a real time. It was 1917. True. I got it right.
Oh.
Yes.
But sorry, Chris, I think you're way off on saying Titanic is not a good movie. Rebecca?
Well, yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Amanda. I'm hurt, honestly. I don't
control
know
him, Rebecca.
You just said Cats was good, so like, yeah. I feel like I should be allowed to say pretty much anything now.
No, she made a valid point. Like, okay, maybe Cats has been overlooked because of my feelings for Jellicle Cats and singing and dancing. But to say, I mean, do you have feelings?
I haven't worked up my theory or philosophy on Titanic yet. I just feel like, he focused too much on the love, on this made up love story.
Oh God, Chris.
That was like, it wasn't even real. Like, was there even a guy named Jack even on
it? It doesn't matter. Just let it be.
Like, was that was she really a good Irish step dancer? Like, come on. Like, all
yes,
that stuff
Fabrizio
is so
let her, it took her down there and they had fun.
Fakey.
Oh, come on.
But don't you think it would be cool to have like, it was that other movie, that other Christopher Nolan movie that it was about that, getting those guys off of that different, that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The Christopher Nolan movie.
The one about the beat on, was it the war movie?
Yeah.
What was that? It won an Oscar for best sound design.
Yeah. That's how you remember it.
And Harry Styles is in it.
Dunkirk, geez.
Dunkirk. Yeah.
So that was like really focused on the time. You know what I mean? Like,
I see. So you're wanting a more gritty version of Titanic.
I want a gritty, like what really happened, what it really felt like to be on a boat that hits an iceberg and stuff goes down.
Yeah, I mean, I would absolutely watch that.
Yeah, I guess if you don't like love as much as you like tension, then that's the movie for you.
Well, I guess that summarizes our relationship.
Okay. I love that question, though. I hope they make this Triangle Shirtwaist Factory Fire movie because it could be a fun cast of women, you know?
I agree.
Me too.
I think that I might write it.
Who are we casting as the dumb operator who sends a telegraph instead of picking up the phone?
Patrick Dempsey.
No, it's a woman.
Oh. Oh, that would be interesting. We'll do the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory, but we'll do a gender swap. We'll make a gender swap.
Oh,
so
yeah, finally.
Guys.
Finally give the guys a shot.
It'll be all white men in the roles.
Okay, so we've got some questions from Instagram as well. Sones SJ asked, "What has the fashion industry reached out claiming slander?" So,
no, not yet.
And Sonia also asked, "Are there ever behind the scenes disagreements on who or what should go to the alarmist jail?" No, everything, we put all of our cards out on the table during each episode. Nothing is left unsaid. We might hold some resentment, maybe some. Are we ever passive aggressive with each other afterwards?
Well, we largely, I mean, it's I would say fair to say we largely ignore each other between these podcast recordings, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know I go out of my I know I go out of my way to not have to deal with either of you for until we have to record another podcast.
Well, listen, at the end of the day, Rebecca makes the call. So I think, you know, I think for the most part, a lot, we're normally in alignment, but there have been a few times when I think Chris and I had to swallow our tongues.
Yeah, swallow our tongues.
It wasn't frozen socks day, I'll tell you that.
No, it wasn't. We all agreed on that.
I personally didn't like
the what? The sock scandal?
No, I liked that actually. Okay. I was just more, I think I wasn't crazy about, we went on Tom Hooper, right? We gave Hooper the,
yeah, for Hooper's cats
in jail. No, I think that was the right call.
Yeah, the only one I know that was, took me by surprise, but then actually hindsight, I do think you're right, was sending the doctors to jail for the Gypsy Rose Blanchard case, because I think before really understanding what was going on with Dee Dee, that I thought that she should go to jail. But then I think I realized that it's really the whole medical establishment.
Yeah, it's rare that I align with a guest expert. But that one took me by surprise too, I thought.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So do we have any other mail?
Yeah, we had, we have two questions. Well, we answered one of them. Which verdict did you personally not agree with? That's from TK Tam. And Envy Primer asked, "What's been your favorite episode you've recorded?"
Ooh,
good question.
Good question. I had a lot of fun talking about Che Guevara, actually.
Oh yeah, that was a great one.
I think it was because I was so nervous to talk about it, and then it was a bit of a relief when we all just were able to chit chat about it. Maybe it's because, like, it's so Che Guevara is so repressed in my family. So that was fun for me. Also, I got to learn more about Cuba, so that was good.
You know what I liked was listening in on the expert from the Chilean mining incident.
Oh, yeah.
He was like a hero. I was like talking to a real-life hero. That was amazing. And also, I would throw in there the experts, the Morton Thiokol rocket scientist, having literally listening to Rebecca interview a rocket scientist, and the doctor from Chernobyl. I thought all three of those guest experts were amazing.
They were amazing. I think one of my favorite episodes was the Aztec Empire.
Because
that was so mega. Our expert was awesome. And I just feel like that one, for some reason, has come up a lot. As far as, like, I just think that was such a turning point in history that I feel like I've just, like, there's been so many times when I've been like, oh, that relates back to the fall of the Aztec Empire. And there, it's been in the news because there's a scandal going on right now where the Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva is under fire. Did you guys hear about this?
No, tell me.
Because on a Facebook Live, he was disagreeing with someone. And let me see if I... Oh, he was criticizing Supervisor Hilda Solis for her comments earlier that week on systematic brutality and racism by police toward people of color. And he called her La Malinche.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so if people recall, that was Cortez's translator who sort of went down in history as this traitor, and now La Malinche is considered a sexist slur. But he used that against this woman, and it's blowing up. And people are really outraged.
Villanueva is also, I'm pretty sure he's of Mexican heritage. So
he should know better. He should know better.
Or, I mean, that feels like a really pointed stab at this woman.
But it just goes to show how it's important, right, to learn about these, where these things come from.
Yeah.
That's true.
And maybe if he listened to that episode of The Alarmist, he'd feel like an idiot for saying that because that woman also was a slave.
Yeah, she had such a complicated story. I mean, I, of course, want to see that movie.
She was a bit of a victim
because she had been abused and had been sold to slavery by her family, and she was just trying to survive. So I think she's one of the most misunderstood historical figures. So I would love to see that.
That's
oh yeah, that.
Okay. Well, I think that's all we've got. Thank you so much for everyone who wrote in and asked questions and, just, you know, let us know their thoughts on every episode.
Yeah, and check our show notes for the number you can call in and leave us voicemails. And also, just a quick update, we have gotten some great reviews, so thanks to everyone. I'm just going to read one real quick. This comes in from Horse Girl 318. Love that. This show is honestly my fave, 5 stars. I, too, love all things true crime and history, and I have a lot of anxiety OCD issues, too, so I can totally relate to Rebecca. I love this new take on history, as I've already listened to a ton of historical podcasts and shows, but this is different.
Oh, that's nice. Horse Girl?
That's Horse Girl.
Oh, cool.
And then here's one from CMDM, funny and smart, 5 stars. I love a big know-it-all because I'm one too.
Is he saying we're know-it-alls? Or I think he's saying I'm a know-it-all.
I think we're all a little bit know-it-alls. I feel like we're know-it.
So know a little. I think we're know a tiny bit.
We're know it nuns, but we put ourselves in a position to make these decisions. So, I mean, there's an inherent like know it allness there.
Yeah.
This, I have one more review to read, which was funny to me. Photos by ajohnson.com. I'll put a little plug in there.
Nice.
5 stars all the way. This team not only helps break down who's to blame for global tragedies, but also the difference between PPOs and HMOs. A true one-stop cast for everything you need to know. And to be fair, I don't know if we got that right.
There's no way to know because I feel a little bit confident about having gotten that right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that's our episode for today. And please tune in next week because we are going to be covering the Oklahoma City bombing.
Earios. Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.